that tomorrow our bishop will be visiting Aiken for the very first time, and you're invited to come. He has Mass at 11 o'clock, but we have a simple reception for him at 2:30 in St. Angela Hall. So I hope you're able to come and give him a warm St. Mary's welcome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. The Magi were men in search of something more, and they were willing to do whatever was necessary to find it, even undertaking a long, arduous journey where they did not know the outcome ahead of time. Now, aren't you and I also in search of something more in life? Think deep down in yourself. I know that I am. It is one of our basic human instincts. It is the thing we seek most. We want fulfillment. We want meaning in life. It's the reason we do almost everything that we do, right? Both the sublime and the stupid, because we're looking for something. All of our relationships and friendships we enter into precisely because we are looking for more. Now, in their search, the Magi first ran into King Herod. Herod was interested in the child, but he's not interested in worship, not interested in giving him homage. Instead, he believed the scriptures. He believed that this king would be born. But instead, he wanted to eliminate a rival to his power, even a child. And this is the same man, by the way, who, the historical record tells us, killed his own wife, mother-in-law, and three of his sons because he thought that they were conspiring to take his throne. That's how he had gotten his throne in the first place, through murder. His paranoia was so notorious that the neighboring governor of Syria once said that he would rather be Herod's pig than Herod's son. To Herod, all rivals to power must be eradicated, even God himself, if need be. Now, we instinctively dislike Herod, like we dislike Hitler, and for good reason, because of this brutality, which goes beyond the examples I mentioned, by the way. But we should ask ourselves, if there perhaps is something of Herod in each of us, maybe, just maybe, you and I see God as some sort of rival to our personal freedom. Rival in our life? Are we perhaps blind to the signs of God and deaf to his words because we think he is coming to set limits on us, on our freedom, on our life, and threatens not to allow us to live as we would like to live? Now, atheism and agnosticism seem attractive to many people because on the surface, they seem to free us from this rivalry. But they are incapable of answering ultimate questions of life, of existence. And so those questions just have to be ignored. Friends, we have to rid our minds and hearts of the idea that there is some rivalry with God, of the idea that making room for God is somehow a loss a personal freedom. We must instead open our hearts because God is love. God is almighty love. He takes nothing away. If you've ever been in love, you know love doesn't take away. Love adds. Love gives. God does not threaten. In fact, he is the only one who can give us the possibility of living life to the full, of experiencing true joy, because he is the one who is the foundation of all things that exist. He is existence itself. Now, on to the star of the Magi. Probably to their surprise, the Magi found that the child they were looking for, this future king, was not found in the palaces of power and culture and worldly wealth. That's why they went to Herod's palace in the first place. Surely it would be there, but no. What they realized is that power, even the power of knowledge like the scholars, power sometimes blocks the way to an encounter with God. The star ultimately guided them to Bethlehem, a tiny, humble little town. It didn't lead them to the wealthy and super intelligent of their day. It led them to the poor and humble of the earth. It led them to people who don't claim to have all the answers. It led them to a people open to God's wonder like a child. Here and only here did they find what they were looking for, the King of the universe, in the simplicity of Bethlehem. God's criteria are different from merely human criteria for measuring things. God does not manifest himself in the power of this world like we think that he might should do that, like we would like him to do, but he shows himself in the humility of his love, which is easy to miss if we are using our own personal criteria for greatness. If you were to be asked an opinion on how God was to save the world, you and I might have all kinds of answers. Maybe a better and more fair economic system, especially one that benefits me more, right? Cures for cancer and other diseases so that we can live longer in this world. A world in which each person could have everything he or she wanted, because surely that will make us happy. But all of that ignores the bigger picture of eternity. God's real power is revealed in a very different way. We find it in humility and love, the humility of Bethlehem, and the love that it takes for God to become one of us. And it is there that you and I must go, must make perhaps even a long, arduous journey to a Bethlehem in our hearts. The Word of God has pitched his tent among us, and he lives with us now in our midst. It is in the church that he still dwells among us, especially, of course, through the Most Holy Eucharist. He is here, and we can become, through the reception of his grace, those shining stars. You and I can become lights for other seekers, a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ. St. Augustine famously said once, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Ultimately, there is another search that is going on here. Not only are we restless for God, our hearts restless for God, God's heart is restless for you and me. The Christmas story is ultimately this. It's a rescue mission initiated by God to come and find us, to come and save us. God is waiting for you. God is searching for you. And he doesn't rest until he finds you and you come home. God's heart is restless, and that is why he set out on the path towards us, to Bethlehem, to Calvary, from Jerusalem to Galilee, and on there, from there to the very ends of the earth, including little Achan today. Friends, allow yourself to be touched by God's restless search for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Let us stand.